The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Ty Hawkins at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Isolated stormy weather leaves behind damage at a church in North St. Louis. The storm hit after Sunday service at Williams Temple Church of God in Christ. Windows were shattered, roofing ripped off, and a portion of an outside wall collapsed. Bishop Lawrence Wooten says it's too early to know how much the damage will cost or how long repairs will take. Most of the damage was done to the educational building. The Major Case Squad is investigating a deadly home invasion in Ferguson. Police say a man was dragged from his home, then shot and killed in the front yard. It happened around 4 Sunday morning on Knollstone Drive. Investigators say several people were involved in the shooting. They broke into the home searching for money. The Madison County, Illinois Regional Superintendent of Schools hosts a school safety summit this morning. It's from 10 to noon at the Madison County Administration Building in Edwardsville, Illinois. Representatives from the Illinois State Police, the Madison County Sheriff's Department, the FBI, and the U.S. Attorney's Office are invited to participate. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, partly cloudy Monday, highs near 90. Let's watch for some wildfire smoke to return to our skies. This could create a milky look to the sky and deeper orange sunrises and sets, especially in Illinois. Tuesday we are near 90 again, then temps will cool off thanks to a weak cool front early Wednesday. Scattered showers and storms will be possible Wednesday with the front. Highs in the mid-80s midweek. Watching for some more rain chances for next weekend.